Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 12, 1805. Making camp at the mouth of the Little Missouri River. Today, the party paddled to the mouth of the Little Missouri River and camped to make celestial observations. Captain Lewis writes in his journal,
"Set out at an early hour, our pirogue and the canoes passed over to the larboard side in order to avoid a bank, which was rapidly falling in on the starboard. The red pirogue, contrary to my expectations or wish, passed under this bank by means of her towline, where I expected to have seen her carried under every instant. I did not discover that she was about to make this attempt until it was too late for the men to re-embark, and retreating is more dangerous than proceeding in such cases. They therefore continued their passage up this bank, and much to my satisfaction, arrived safe above it. We proceeded on 6 miles, and came to on the lower side of the entrance of the Little Missouri River on the larboard shore to a fine plain where we determined to spend the day for the purpose of celestial observation. We sent out 10 hunters to procure some fresh meat. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 12, 1805.
Captain Clark mentions different details about the day.
A fine morning. Set out very early, the mercury stood at 56 degrees above zero. Proceeded on to the mouth of the Little Missouri River and formed a camp in a beautiful elevated plain on the lower side for the purpose of taking some observations to fix the latitude and longitude of this river. It takes its rise in the northwest extremity of the Black Mountains, and through a broken country in its whole course, washing the northwest base of the Turtle Mountains, which is situated about 6 leagues southwest of its mouth. One of our men, Baptiste, who came down this river in a canoe, informs me that it is not navigable. He was 45 days descending. I killed a hare, changing its color, some parts retaining its long white fur, and other parts assuming the short gray. I saw the magpie in pairs, flocks of grouse, the old field lark and crows, and observed the leaf of the wild cherry half grown. Many flowers are to be seen on the plains. Captain William Clark, April 12, 1805.
The mouth of the Little Missouri has probably shifted over the years. In any case, the site, perhaps in Dunn County, North Dakota, is under the Garrison Reservoir, as are many of the campsites and landmarks mentioned the last few days. The Turtle Mountains mentioned are the present-day Killdeer Mountains in Dunn County. The Baptiste mentioned was Jean-Baptiste Lepage. He was the source of much information about this region, as he had traveled there in the past. He told the captains that Clark's map placed the Knife River and the Little Missouri too far to the southwest. The captains did revise their maps as they traveled. Tomorrow, using a sail.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.